My name is Stanley Bellamy. I'm one of the many incarcerated elders praying for the past.
Stanley Bellamy, a 58-year-old inmate serving a 62-year-to-life sentence at Greenhaven State Prison, briefly joined Tuesday's virtual rally via prison telephone.
He has 1 minute left. Oh, my God. They're going to cut me off. I got 1 minute left. I don't even have enough time to say anything what I really want to say, but I just want to say I want to give a positive.
Rally organizers say this was emblematic of the problems they're trying to fix in New York's criminal justice system. They're calling for paroling more older prisoners, eliminating court fees, ending solitary confinement, legalizing marijuana, and stopping police from working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's all part of a package of bills called Justice Roadmap 2021 that they hope will pass in the next legislative session. Marvin Mayfield, with the Center for Community Alternatives in New York City, says the current system exiles people of color and immigrants through prison and deportation, and then takes away their resources through fines and fees.
With the Justice Roadmap, we are saying that ends today. We stand together for bold systemic change to decarcerate jails, prisons, and detention centers, and ensure that basic human dignity and core human rights are the core human rights of all New Yorkers.
And pass hope now.
Pass hope now.
Thank you.
The rally also included activists from Buffalo who livestreamed themselves standing outside the Erie County Holding Center. One of them was Donna Robinson. She didn't mince words about advocates' expectations for Democrats now that they have a supermajority.
Do your job. If you don't want to do your job, guess what? You are fired. Because in 2021, playtime is over. Too many people are dying needlessly behind bars.
Democratic Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz agreed, saying lawmakers no longer have any excuse not to reform the justice system.
If every legislator that truly believes that we should be treating people with dignity isn't doing everything in their power to make sure that we pass this roadmap next year, then we need to find new colleagues.
The 2021 legislative session is scheduled to begin January 6th. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.